WWDC FM Washington, look out!
DC 101 presents Punk's Picks, a roundtable discussion of this weekend's NFL football games, featuring our manly prognosticators, Clinton,
make my day,
and Mr. Rocky himself, Sly, and our resident weight training expert,
Sarah Connor.
No, that's you, Arnold, and of course the star of Punk's Picks, the Punk himself.
Hi, everybody. Ned Beatty's with us today, too, so it's going to be big. It had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy could make me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how I feel when you make me squeal. When we make love, these stars above, it's just unreal. It just had to be you. Oh, it's so nice when you get a slack. It had to be you. I think you're two-timing me with another fella. They got a whiff of your hydraulics. It's quite a smeller. It had to be you. It had to be you. It had to be you. Well, welcome to our special guest prognosticator of the week. We all know and love Ned. Great to have you here, honey. By the way, how'd that new movie do for you?
I'm kind of waiting to see if Hear My Song will have any the same kind of legs which Deliverance has.
I want to see if it has the same kind of Bombay as Deliverance. Ned, are you happy?
It's a little bit like playing the Wizard and the Wizard of Oz, you know. It's like...
Well, then get over here and grab my wish, Wizard.
Boys, get away from Ned. He's mine. I saw him first. Let's get to the first game. Denver and Philadelphia. As a frequent member of the Gay Mile High Club, I think I'll take Denver. But the Eagles do seem strong. I'd like to take Denver, but we're going to go Eagles.
Okay. The Colts in Buffalo. I'm going to take Buffalo. Y'all know I got to choose the Bills. I'd like to give those Colt maggots the same type of treatment that old Ned got. In Deliverance.
I've watched that movie maybe six times now.
Is that all? Such a novice. Okay. Cincinnati and Green Bay. I say we gotta go Packers on that one.
Kansas and Houston. The Chiefs are giving up yards easier than the elite Republican guide, and Houston's got that Curtis Duncan catches everything thrown to him, kind of like you and Ned, huh? I say Houston on that one. What do you think, Ned?
Get behind that.
Not now, Ned. We'll do that after this. Okay, the Saints and the Falcons. I think Neon Deion was absolutely stunning last week. Look for Atlanta to come back and win this one.
The Seahawks and the Patriots. This is kind of like a who cares, a snoozer. I think I'll catch a nap and wait for the 4 o'clock game while Seattle wins this one.
Okay, Tampa, Bombay, and the Vikings. Here's one for the movies, huh, Ned? It's like the Clash of the Buccaneers, the Clash of the Vikings. How Butch? Where's Steve Reeves when we need him? And how about that Vinny Testaverde?
He's one of the strongest young men around.
No, he's beautiful. So I say Tampa Bay on that one. Okay, Ned puts Tampa Bay on top. The Browns and the Raiders. I usually follow my instincts and go Brown. But here's a surprise. I say take the Raiders this time.
All right, L.A. and Miami. The Rams and the Dolphins, kind of like a battle of the endangered species, ain't it there? Watch for some dirty pool by Miami as they try to put the Rams up for the night at one of the nearby tent cities, hey! All right, I'd say you got to go Miami.
Okay, Cardinals and the Cowboys. I'll go Cowboys in honor of Ned and his deliverance buddy, Cowboy Coward. Boy, what an on-screen presence you guys had.
I don't know. I love the film Deliverance. I'm very happy to have been in that film. I think it's a classic. I think people will be watching and thinking about that film for quite a few years to come.
Nice choice of words here, Nettie. All right, on the West Coast, Clinton.
In my redneck of the woods, I say Steelers and Chargers. Go with Pittsburgh. It's looking like San Diego could use a bunch of good athletes.
What do you think, Ned?
For a man of my size and shape, I'm not too bad an athlete myself.
Well, how about a tight end? Now, that's something you could, I think, qualify for there. Well, okay, Monday night, the Giants and the Bears. Look for New York to be 0-3 after this game. And finally, the Redskins. I'm quite concerned about this game, I got to tell you, frankly, but I'll continue to follow the wide-eyed, drooling homers and say, let's go Redskins.
What?
Nothing. Go Skins. Thanks, Ned. Ned, appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
That's all right, man.
Join us again and see how you match up against the experts on DC 101's Punk's Pick.